It is the 17th of October, a date that means a lot to many of us in the Bay Area. And we have our first guest to talk about the 29th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake. He is from the USGS, a geologist. David Schwartz is here. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
29 years ago today. Were you in the Bay Area then?
Yeah, I was a little kid. No, I wasn't quite so little, but I was working for the Geological Survey. I was a big Oakland A's fan. I left the office early and got home to Walnut Creek. Put my feet up on the kitchen table, poured a glass of wine, and was just getting ready to watch the ball game when whack, the house moved. I knew right away it was a big earthquake and it had come from somewhere in the south, and then that just started everything off.
Boy, it sure did, and the ensuing moments, minutes, and days were filled with discovery for all of us in the Bay Area about how bad it was, and I think most of us have that same experience, David, of turning on the World Series and kicking back and expecting to watch a good game on TV, and what we found out was that, this particular earthquake, 6.9 or a 7.3, I've heard both.
A 6.9
Quaker, and that it created just havoc in the Bay Area, and certainly as we remember on the Bay Bridge.
Yeah, well, 1906 was the largest earthquake we've had, and that had the effect. It was so large. It had the effect of releasing the stress in the crust throughout all of Northern California. And as a result, earthquakes that might have occurred following 1906 or in that period of time simply didn't occur. So the Bay Area between 1906 and 1989 was extremely quiet. And people got used to that. And they said, oh, yeah, there's a little earthquake every now and then, but we can live with these things. We know earthquakes.
Yeah.
And Loma Prieta was really a wake-up call. It was a wake-up call for the region, for the infrastructure, for the building design, and it was a wake-up call for the science, because the science of earthquakes in the Bay Area had gotten very, very sleepy since 1906.
Well, I'm hoping you can help educate me and our listenership here at KSRO about where we've come or how far we've come since 1989 in terms of what we know about earthquakes and what possibly we can do to prepare for them.
Sure. In 1989, we had a reasonable idea of what the fault system, the earthquake-producing fault system in the Bay Area was like, but we had very, very few details on how the faults worked. And actually, in 1988, we started our first work on the Rogers Creek Fault, which is, of course, a concern to you.
Yes, indeed.
In the Santa Rosa area. And then 89 occurred, and it kind of pushed us off track for a little while, and we came back to that. But we decided that, almost every fault in the Bay Area deserved more study. And one of the things we've done in that period of time is what we call paleoseismology, just in the same way that paleontology is the study of fossil life.
Right.
Paleoseismology is the study of fossil earthquakes. So we can go to a fault like the Rogers Creek or the Hayward or San Andreas, and we can excavate trenches across it, and we can look back in time. The surface is now, and as we go down the trench wall, we go back in time. And when you have a large earthquake, it breaks the surface, and it leaves a signature. And in the right spot, that gets buried. And a new surface forms. And then the fault breaks again, and it breaks up to the new surface. So you get a whole series of faults, and you get them, these ruptures, preserved. And we have the ability now to date these using carbon-14 and other techniques. So we can go to a fault, we can look back in time, We can tell how many earthquakes occurred during that period of time. And this information on how often an earthquake occurs and what the variability is fundamental information in developing probabilities for when the next one's going to happen. And so on the Hayward Fault, we have evidence for 12 earthquakes in the last 1,900 years. And that translates into about every 150 years with an uncertainty on it. And we're coming up now on Sunday, the 150th anniversary of the last major Hayward Fault earthquake in 1868.
Uh-huh.
For the Rogers Creek Fault, we think the last major earthquake occurred in the middle 1700s, and that there have been three earthquakes in the last 900 years. So about every 300 years. And now we're, 250
years. We're right around there.
Years. You know, so we've done this, and it's been a fundamental change in how we look at the fault system. So that's one of the things we've done. We've also been able to use new technology like, it's called LIDAR, L-I-D-A-R. It's light detection and ranging. And these are lasers. So we have planes, they can be manned or unmanned, that fly over and shoot laser beams at the surface, and they bounce back up and they're recorded. And this gives us an extremely detailed survey of what the surface looks like. So when a fault breaks and produces an earthquake, we can fly over it and we get very, very detailed maps of where things broke and how much they broke. And there are places where the fault moves you can't see at the surface. Having this type of information allows us to look at other faults and make estimates of what size earthquake they're going to produce. We've really come a long way in our understanding of how ground motions work. When the earthquake starts, it sends out a P wave, and then it's an S wave, and then there are other waves that come out. And these are the waves that do the damage, and we've learned much more about how these seismic waves interact with buildings and different types of buildings, how the structure of the earth affects these waves. For instance, in the Santa Rosa area, it's been learned that there's a basin. A basin is a depression in the earth's crust. You can visualize taking a big piece of clay and sticking your finger in and making a depression and then filling that up with sand. So it's a different material than the clay. Well, you have the big depression or a hole in the earth's crust out in front of Santa Rosa, and that's filled with different deposits than everything around it. So when the seismic waves, like from 1906 or from the 1969 earthquakes, enter this basin, they get trapped and they can't get out, and they move back and forth and they shake longer. And that's one of the reasons that in 1906 Santa Rosa was the second heaviest damaged city.
Yes,
in Northern
was.
California.
Yeah.
And then in the two smaller earthquakes, the 5.6 and the 5.7 in 1969, had a tremendous effect of knocking down downtown. And it's this basin, it's the structure of the earth that just happens to be sitting there that affects seismic waves in a certain way. So see, these are some of the areas that we've really, really increased our understanding in since Loma Prieta.
So David, when you're talking about these kinds of waves and the different kinds and layers of them, are those waves, will they give us some indication that might lead to a real warning system?
Yes, and we're working on that now, and we're very close to releasing it. In fact, it's being released in pieces to different groups, and this is called Shake Alert. And the idea here is that the first seismic wave, which is called the P wave, and that moves out very, very quickly, and it pushes things back and forth. And that's followed by the S wave, which moves up and down, and that's what really does most of the damage. And so from the dense seismographic network that we now have in Northern California, much of which was developed since Loma Prieta, we're able to record the earthquake, record the P wave, and from the P wave, make an estimate of what the size of that earthquake will be. And that's going to be broadcast out to eventually to everyone. So you'll have it on your smartphone. BART is already using it. A lot of fire departments are using it to open their fire doors. And you'll have it, you know, you'll get something that says earthquake, earthquake, earthquake. And it can give you, depending where you are relative to the earthquake, it can give you just a few seconds.
Yeah.
If you're right on top of the earthquake, it doesn't really help. But if you're 20 miles away, it can give you 10 seconds. If we have an earthquake that starts up near Point Reyes on the San Andreas and comes down towards the Bay Area, it can give us 15, 20, 25 seconds. And in that period of time, so much can be done to
get
shut
safe.
Things down.
Yeah.
I think the whole idea of having this in schools and having the ability for children to duck cover and hold on is just fantastic.
Well, we're going to take it, that's for sure. Any progress from 1989 and the Loma Prieta earthquake. David, thanks so much for being here, and thanks for enlightening us on where we were and where we are now. Appreciate that.
My pleasure.
That is geologist David Schwartz with the USGS talking about the one-year anniversary of Loma Prieta.